Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Today we speak about the ministry of angels. The Bible text from it is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Amen. Many talk about angels without understanding. You can hear about angels even in movies. You can talk to people and they believe in angels. Especially they talk about protective angels. From earliest childhood on, I knew about angels, but I didn't know if they are reality or if they were fairy tale. Most people have a misconception about angels. In various places throughout the Bible, God is using angels. They are in the spiritual realm, but he allows them to enter the physical realm and engage in the affairs of men and women. A term that is used to describe these angels are ministering angels. What does the Bible tell us about the ministering angels? Though we live in the physical world, there is a spiritual realm that exists all around us. Sometimes we are aware of it, but most of the time we walk through life not paying attention to that existence. Within this spiritual realm, there are demonic forces which Paul reminds us in Ephesians. There are two forces in the spiritual realm, demonic forces and angelic forces, which are angels. In various places throughout the Bible, God uses angels, not just in the spiritual realm, but he allows them to enter the physical realm and engage in the affairs of men. A term that is used to describe these angels are ministering angels. What does the Bible say about ministering angels and how they engage with the saints of God? This is a scripture which gives great insight into ministering angels and what their responsibility is. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation?" The word minister means to be a servant. If you are defined what a ministering angel is, it is an angel who serves. The question is, whom do they serve? When you look at the Bible verse in Hebrews, the answer is clear. In this verse, I want you to focus on the three words, sent to serve. Angels do not serve at our command, so we don't control them or direct them. Angels are sent to serve means they take their orders and direction from God himself. The reason they serve those who will inherit salvation is because they are following God's command to serve. We are simply the beneficiaries of angels who are following God's direction. Before we continue, you may ask, what are angels? Angels are spiritual beings who were created by God, and He created myriads of them. Each has its own task to fulfill. God created them in different forms and for different tasks. There are archangels, cherubim, seraphim, and others. Lucifer was the highest archangel. His task was to lead the worship of God. When he became proud and rebellious, he lost his position and became Satan. He took with him 1/3 of all the angels as his followers. Since that day, Satan and all demons who are fallen angels fight against God. The best way they can do that is through human beings. The reason why some demons are more powerful than others is because they had a higher position as angels. They lost their position in heaven, but they still kept their position in the kingdom of darkness. You cannot see these spiritual beings, neither angels nor demons, unless God opens your eyes. There are two worlds, the physical one and the spiritual one. Spirits, they can see us, but we cannot see them. At times it's difficult to know whether something happens, whether good angels are at work or evil spirits. If God opens our eyes, you may see them. You can also see the effect of evil in the world. Again, this week there was a shooting, not in America, but in Germany, very near to us. The shooter had no reason to kill, but the spirit in him forced him to do it. Often these killers say, somebody told me I have to do that. Or they build themselves up so much with evil intention, in the end the devil will take over. The word angel means messenger. As you look through the scriptures, you will see that while they did often deliver messages, they functioned in other capacities as well. Let us look at some of the ways these ministering angels engaged in the Bible. In Genesis 19, we read, two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up and to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. In the story of Lot, God sent angels to rescue Lot and his family. In this capacity, they served as both messengers, rescuers, and executors of judgment. Their ministry or service was to warn Lot of the impending destruction and rescue him and his family from it. The two men said to Lot in Genesis 19:12-13, then the man said to Lot, have you anyone else, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, or whomever you have in the city, take them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Another example of rescue came in the New Testament with Peter in Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 7. Peter was therefore kept in prison. A constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. When Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now, behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise, quickly." And his chains fell off his hands, and so on. In this instance, the responsibility was to rescue Peter in answer to the prayers of God's people. The angel came and freed him from prison. We also have an example of angels who protect in Daniel, chapter 6, verse 21 and 22. Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him and also before you, O king, and have done no harm." When Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, God sent an angel who shut the mouths of the lions to keep Daniel safe. Their job or service in this instance was to be a protector. I don't know if Daniel saw the angel actually, or if he recognized God sending him because the mouths of the lions were shut. Either way, God used an angel to protect Daniel. When Jesus was tried in the desert, we read in Matthew 4, "Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him." That is after the trial, after the temptation. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, after fasting 40 days and nights, the Bible says angels attended him. This word means to offer assistance, to serve, even to offer food and drink. In other words, ministering angels will come to bring the type of assistance that we need at that moment. Does God still use ministering angels today? The Bible doesn't say anywhere that God stopped using angels today. The truth of Hebrews was not just for first century Christians, but for all believers. God still sends ministering angels to help and assist those who inherit salvation. Sometimes we encounter angels and are not aware of it. Consider this verse from Hebrews 13, verse 1 and 2. "Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." You can entertain an angel without realizing. This verse tells us that sometimes angels are working in our lives and we don't realize. We're not aware of it. If you think back at Lot's encounter, I don't know if he recognized these men as angels. Certainly, the people of the town, they didn't. There are stories of men who saw angels without realizing it. When a mob attacked a church and a Bible school in Sri Lanka, they suddenly saw heavily armed policemen with guns pointing at them. The church and the Bible students were protected by angels. a church in Bulgaria where I ministered informed me that neighbors have heard beautiful singing from the church, and they complained to the pastor about singing practice in the middle of the night. A minister was sent by the Holy Spirit to another country, and he was told not to take anything with him. When he arrived at the airport, a person came up to him and gave him whatever he needed and disappeared. Never saw him again. No coming, no going. I myself saw a mighty angel when evil spirits tried to attack me. I was protected supernaturally when driving the car. Suddenly my foot went on the brake. I don't know why. I reckon with angels because I have seen many times when they protected me. You may encounter an angel in your life and you don't realize. Ministering angels are servants of God who, at His direction, serve those who belong to God. The promise we have from God is that if we trust in Him, He will dispatch angels to help us. In Psalm 91, verse 9 to 11, says, "If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." God has promised to protect us and to watch over us. To do this, He has a whole army of ministering angels who are primed and ready to do what He commands. Thankfully, they serve at God's pleasure, and God uses them for our benefit. Amen.